Okay, the Gemara returns now to the Mishnah. To the Kavulais Eretz Yisrael that were mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Aku is Tzafa, it was the north of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, Lememra is Aku Letzafa, Eretz Yisrael Kaima. Is Akai to the Tzafa of Eretz Yisrael? Reminu. Hayamahalach Me'aku L'chziv. If somebody is walking from the city of Akai to the city of Kziv, now it doesn't say yet in which direction he's walking, but it does say Miyaminai L'mizrach, that his right the right side is the east. Now obviously, if you're walking and the east is to the right and the west is to your left, you're walking north. So Miyaminai L'mizrach Haderach Tameya Mishum Eretz Ha'amin. On the right side, anything beyond you to the right is Tameh, Mishum Eretz Ha'amin. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Gozru Tuma al Eretz Ha'amin. In a Torah, there's no such thing. Chutz Laretz is not Tameh. But Midrabbana, and Rabbana will go to Tuma Chutz Laretz. And therefore, anything to the right side of this row is Chutz Laretz. The assumption is it's potter unless you know differently. But Al Kaponim, it's Shver, we see Kziv is the northern boundary of Eretz Yisrael, or Lav Levi is the northern boundary. So how come our Tana said that Akai is the northern boundary of Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye, Ritzua Nafka, a Ritzua sticks out, as you see in the rather strange picture in Rashi. This road is bigger than all of Eretz Yisrael according to the picture, but I assure you Rashi drew a better picture than that, just the printers had to... Anyway, the idea is that Ritzua Nafka, that we know boundaries are not even, and here there is a protrusion that goes out. So Aku is the Tzafin, except Keneged Kziv, it goes out. So that answers the Kasha. How does it answer the Kasha? How does it answer the Kasha? Again, we had a Kasha that, why does the Mishnah say Akai is to the north of Eretz Yisrael? Kziv is the north of Eretz, the most northerly point of Eretz Yisrael. Same for the Gemara, Ritzua Nafka. So, how does that answer the question? How does that answer the Gemara's question? How does the Teretz answer the question? Huh? It's insignificant. Significant. So the Mishnah is lav dafkin, and the Mishnah said that Akai is tough in Eretz Yisrael. It's lav dafkin. Do I understand? But the Pnei Yeshua asked this kasha. How do you know? How does the Teretz answer the kasha? The kasha was Akai litzafin, and you're answering with Ritzua Nafka. How does Ritzua Nafka answer the question?
It's not answering the question, but he really explains what we're trying to say. Why? Because the geographic location from the certain part of the road is where the road tells you where, just like Mishnah, the road tells you where Shula is. It helps you to know. So that answers why the Mishnah said Akai. Mishnah said Akai. What? It's attached. This is all attached.
It's Ritzua. Okay, so if you, the Pnei Yeshua asked this kasha, but what you're saying, really, I think we had this rule from Reb Chaim Knievsky. Reb Chaim Knievsky made the point that according to the map of our Mishnah, Chevron would be Chutz Laretz, because Chevron is more south than Ashkelon. If Ashkelon is south, that doesn't make sense. So he said, Reb Chaim Knievsky said, that our Mishnah is only an all-inclusive box. It's a box that includes Eretz Yisrael. And these boundaries, if you draw the boundaries on the Mishnah, that's everything included. the parts that protrude, he said that's separate. Our Mishnah is just telling us this is a, you can draw a rectangle based on the four points of our Mishnah, and then everything is included. There are things that are more to the south, more to the north, maybe even more to the east, that are also included. But this is the all-inclusive box that the Mishnah is saying. And the Chayyur, Chai Kinevsky, is saying is this Gemara. It's the Gemara's Teretz. Gemara says, you're right, Akai Litzafin. And you also, there's a Ritzuah, there's one Ritzuah, there's more than one Ritzuah. There are protrusions that stick out on the boundaries, and those protrusions are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So according to that, it's good. What? Rashi's saying the whole Mishnah is that way. What does Rashi say? Lo makom b'tzafin ribua Eretz Yisrael. Asher Ritzuah k'tzara. Okay, okay now.
The
Vam of Babel is good because
all these cities around Babel are not inclusive. It's only the box and Babel, just like Siv, is part of
Babel. Is totally far away, so it's
like
not
cause it's
okay. Right, now that's not what Pnei Yeshua answers. I'm not sure Pnei Yeshua says as a terrorist. Again, Pnei Yeshua asks that the terrorist doesn't answer the kasha. So Pnei Yeshua answers that this Ritzua Nafka is only by the Oilei Mitzrayim. You know that Eretz Yisrael was captured twice. Once by the Oilei Mitzrayim and Yeshua when he came in. And then there was a Korban, and then there was Ezra and the Oilei Bavel who did what we call Kibush Shniyah the second time. The Oilei Mitzrayim captured much more of Eretz Yisrael than the Oilei Bavel. So the Pnei Yeshua says that the Gemara is saying, Ritzua Nafka, that this area was captured by the Oilei Mitzrayim. But our Mishnah is giving the boundaries of the Oilei Bavel. It's a little bit of a, what he's saying could be true, but it's, if that's chat in the Gemara's Teretz, the Gemara should have said so. It's a little... like Iker Chosim in Akra, but those are the words of Pnei Yeshua. He says that this is talking about Oile Mitzrayim and not Oile Bavel. Although the Pnei Yeshua doesn't say Chemitzu, if you look in the Rambam, where this Ritzua Nafka is brought in the Rambam, where it's brought in the Rambam says that that's Kibush Oile Mitzrayim, the Kibush Rishayna, the Kibush of the Oile Mitzrayim, and that's what this Ritzua is. So our Mishnah would then be the square of the Oilei Bavel, and the Oilei Mitzrayim. But why you can't ask on our Mishnah? So that's a good question. But the answer is that in the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchis Tumas Meis, when the Mishnah Lamelech talks about the Tumah of Chutz La'aretz, he clears. Is Tumas Chutz La'aretz only Oilei Bavel, the land of Oilei Bavel? Or is Tumas Chutz La'aretz the land of Oilei Mitzrayim too? Right? What part were they geyser? The Rabbanon were geyser. They could have made a gzeira any which way. Were the Rabbanon geyser on Oilei Mitzrayim or were they geyser on Oilei Bavel? So the Mishnah Lamelech says that from our sugya, it's klar that it's Oilei Mitzrayim, because the Rambam brings our Gemara. It says Miminai is tamei b'tumas eretz ha'amin. So the Rambam brings our Gemara lahalacha for tumas eretz ha'amin, and the Rambam is talking about Oilei Mitzrayim. He says our Gemara is the kibush Oilei Mitzrayim. Zokta Mishnah Lamelech from our Gemara, it's klar that kibush Oilei Mitzrayim is the makayim that they were geyser tuma. That's the Mishnah Lamelech's raya. He brings, there's a kafta ruperach. Kafta ruperach is a sefer from one of the, call it the earliest achrayim or latest rishayim, who traveled to Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote extensively about hilchis Eretz Yisrael and boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. And the kafta ruperach writes that. That Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is in any place that Oilei Mitzrayim were Kaivish, it has to be Chutz from Oilei Mitzrayim were Kaivish. Whatever the Oilei Mitzrayim were Kaivish is not Tameh, And whatever's outside of the Eilat Mitzrayim is Tami. That's the boundary. The boundary depends on Eilat Mitzrayim. That's obviously a kula, right? It's a kula that the bigger part of Eretz Yisrael, the land of Eilat Mitzrayim, is not Tame. And he has the stira. The Mishnah Melech asks from a different Rambam. The Rambam says that if you mafrish chala in the part of Eretz Yisrael where the Eilat Bavel didn't capture, if you mafrish chala there, you have to burn it right away, because there's a gzeir of tuma on anything that the Eilat Bavel didn't go to. So the Mishnah Melech asks the stira. In the Rambam, Salamaisi, he has a tzarchin. He doesn't have a teres on the stira. But from our Gemara, from the way the Rambam explains our Gemara, and the Pnei Yeshua explains our Gemara, that our Gemara is talking about Kibush Oilei Mitzrayim, he says, it's mashma like the Kaftar or Perach, that the Gezerah of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is totally not in Kibush Bavel, but in Kibush Oilei Mitzrayim. That's his. No. The Shvius is not Eraisa, and the Trumas of Maestri is also not Eraisa. The Rambam says, the Eifin Art, that the Trumas of Maestri are the Rabbanim, those places of Kibush Eilei Mitzrayim.
When
did
they start?
The what?
When
did they start? The Gezerah of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim?
Yeah.
Okay, the Gezerah was made in two steps. The Gezerah of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim was made in two steps. The first gezeira was on the karka, the gush, on the earth of Chutz Laretz. That was the first gezeira. And then there was a second gezeira on avir Chutz Laretz. You might say, what's the difference, gush or avir? The nafkamina is that if someone is yatza roshe verubai into the avir of Chutz Laretz without stepping on the ground, so that's part of the second gezeira. So the first gezeira was on Karka Eretz Yisrael, the Chutz Laretz, and the second gezeira was on Avira. And when we get to Daf Ches, we're going to have more because the Gemara talks about Surya. But there were two gezeiras, and it's a big difference. The first gezeira was that has a din of Tumas Meis. The Karka Chutz Laretz has a din of you need Paraduma to become Tar. It's like a Meis, and you need 7 days. And the gzeiran avir chutz laretz, someone who doesn't step on the ground or whatever exemption he has for gush, but he's just an avir of chutz laretz, roishay verubay ba'avir chutz laretz, that's tumas harif shemesh, just tumay you go to mikvah, you tummy for that day. They're two different gezeiras of tumah, and this is all in the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Tumas Meis.
So when did it start? Did it start before?
When the gzeira was made.
Yeah.
I mean, did it exist by the time of Golas Mitzrayim? I don't know. I don't know how early it was made. But apparently, even if it was made later, it was made in the boundaries of Eilat Mitzrayim. You know. Needs a svara. Why should it be that way?
In,
what?
No,
it's two different dinim. There's one din of Tumas Karka Chutz Laretz. And there's one din of Tumas Avir Chutz Laretz. We're going to have later, if somebody goes into Chutz Laretz, he doesn't touch the ground, he's in a car. So what the Gedarim would be, in a wagon, in a box, sheet of table, migdal. So this is all we're going to get to on Ches Amid Beis, because the Gemara goes into it. But Al Kapanim, there were two gezeiras that you should know, one gezeira on the Gush Karka Chutz Laretz, and one on the Avir. The question is, why is the Svara of the Kaftar Perach? The Kaftar Perach says that the Gedarim are the Gedarim of Eilei Mitzrayim. The boundaries of Eilei Mitzrayim, that's where they were Geizatum. We have a rule. Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'lai Kitcha L'Asad Lavai. That what the Eilei Mitzrayim captured Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha Rishayna, was Kitcha L'Shaita, V'lai Kitcha L'Asad Lavai. The Rambam said, it was captured with a force, with an army, and it maybe goes off with an army. So the Kedusha Rishayna was not Kitcha L'Asad Lavai. The Kedusha Shnia, the Kedusha of the Eilei Bavel, of Ezra and Nehemiah when they went up, that Kedusha is Kitcha L'Asad Lavai. So Shver, why is the Rambam assuming, without apparently a klar raya from the Gemara, that the kedushas eretz, that the tumas eretz ha'amim is dependent on the boundaries of Eile, of kedusha rishayna of Eile Mitzrayim? Eile Mitzrayim's boundaries are bottled. So really, the only thing that should remain is the Eile Bavel's boundaries. So tumas should depend on the Eile Bavel, not on the Eile Mitzrayim. Okay, Reb Shmuel, in the Shirei Reb Shmuel, Ais Kufyud Beis, says something very, very similar to what we had from the Stipler. He says there are two dinim. Again, you can give it whatever names you want. One din of what we called last time, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, or Etzem Eretz Yisrael, what is Eretz Yisrael, and one, Dinei Eretz Yisrael. And he, the Stipler said it, Misvaras Atzmai. Reb Shmuel brings a very nice makar in the Radvaz in Rishon. The Radvaz is in Hilchas Sanhedrin, where it says in the Rambam that smicha, when I say smicha, I mean the original smicha that they gave in a straight line for Moshe Rabbeinu, which today we don't have, but that original smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a Chutz Laaretz. That someone could get smicha. Someone got smicha, could go to Chutz Laaretz. But the granting of smicha was only in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam says that the geder of the smicha is totally in Eile Mitzrayim. It's totally in the part of Eretz Yisrael that was captured by Eile Mitzrayim. So the question is the same question. Kedusha Rishayna was batla, was like Kitchel Asad Lava. So why is the Rambam mixing in Eile Mitzrayim? Zokta Razaz. Because Gabe Dine Eretz Yisrael, the attack of differences between Eile Bavel and Eile Mitzrayim. But the Gabe the Chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, the Chashivas of Eretz Yisrael for Smicha, is anything, even what the Eile Mitzrayim captured. He says the same thing for the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban holds a mitzvah aside to live in Eretz Yisrael. So that depends on Eile Mitzrayim. That depends on Eile Mitzrayim. Today, if somebody lives in Tzfas, Tzfas is not Eile Bavel. Tzfas is north of Akum. So if someone lives in Tzfas today, you'll tell him he's not living in Eretz Yisrael. So the Radvaz says, no. The mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, of living in Eretz Yisrael, that applies to the entire area that the Eile Mitzrayim captured. And the same thing he says, the mail of Kvura Eretz Yisrael, to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Also, it's Lav Dafka in the small areas that were captured by the Eile Bavel, which is our Mishnah. But even further north, even whatever it is, Tzvas, Miron. We tell people buried in Miron that they're buried in Chutz Laaretz. He says, no, it goes by Kibush Eile Mitzrayim. So the Radvaz says that for these three things, for living in Eretz Yisrael, buried in Eretz Yisrael, and for Smicha. And Shmuel Rizovsky says that the same thing with Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, the Gedorim of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, also are Toluy in Etzem Eretz Yisrael. None of the Din Eretz Yisrael. They weren't Chazal. I guess it's sensible. They weren't going to be Geizer to what's Guf Eretz Yisrael. They're going to be Geizer Tuman. So therefore, they were not Geizer Tuma. And so all these four things fall under that category. Aku itself. Tosis said on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that Aku was Kibush Bavel. The Tosis read here appears to say that it was not. Eshaloi Hayrish is Yeshvei Aku. Shloim Ahabi Karachim Kibshem Eile Mitzrayim, Veloi Kibshem Eile Bavel. Was Nisim by Yeshayni Meiri. That's all clear. Rav Shmuel understands that the Tosis Rid is saying that Aku is part of Kibush Eile Mitzrayim. And he asked the Kasha Tosis brought on Beis Amud Aleph that Hayu Menashke Kipi De Aku. Rabba have a Menashe keep the Akul. So it must be a Teretz Yisrael. Rabba kissed the stones of Akul. So that was Taisis Raya that Oile Bavel. So what? One, two parts of Akul. Okay, so he's saying, I'm shouting the Taisis Rid, that this thing, that the Taisis Raya from kissing the rocks, no Raya. Because kissing the rocks, that's any part that's Etzem Eretz Yisrael. Even if it's Oile Mitzrayim, it's the Flano Raya. And there's nothing to do with whether Oile Bavel captured it or not. This all is there in Rav Shmuel. Rav Shach has a very interesting piece in Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel, Davi Ezri, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud. Very interesting Shaila. Truth is, it's the Gela Halacha. He talks about it based on the Rambam. There's a not well-known lav in the Torah. The Torah, there's a loisa say counted among the lavim. Lo yiya l'kayinim halavim kol shevet levi chelik v'nachla im Yisrael. I guess when you read it, it just sounds like Hashem is saying the levim don't get a chelik. But the Gemara says it's a loisa say. There's a lav for a Levi or a Kayin to have Karka and Eretz Yisrael as their Nachla. As their Nachla. So why do you say nowadays could a Levi buy a house in Eretz Yisrael? Or Kayin? Huh? Could he buy what? But I didn't answer the question. The question was, could a person buy Karka and Eretz Yisrael? What? Well, buy it, why will it go back? Alright, so Rav Shach talks about this. The first Rav Shach is Medayik in the Rambam's Lashon. When the Rambam brings the Isser, he says that there's an Isser of Loya Lokainim Halavim Chelot V'Nachla. It's an Isser on Lokain Olevi taking a portion of the Biza, the spoils of a war in Eretz Yisrael, or owning karka. Then the Rambam says, "Lokach min abiza loika." If a kohen levi takes from the spoils of a war in Eretz Yisrael, he gets malchus. If he takes the chelek, that's chelek v'nachla. If he takes karka in Eretz Yisrael, ma'avir noisei mimenu, we take it away from him. As I state in Rambam, ma'avir noisei mimenu. So the diok in the Lashon, if you take the biza, you get malchus. If you take a nachla, you get, let's say, get malchus, just as you get mavir and oisei mimenu. Why doesn't he get malchus? He bought karka in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rav Shach brings from one of the Mefarshei Rambam, the Kiryas Sefer is one of the Mefarshei Rambam, who says, like what Avi started to say, that in Eretz Yisrael, you can't buy. Whatever you buy, it really belongs to someone, to some yid. It's somebody's chelek and nachla. So even today, somebody invests money, buys a piece of karka in Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach will come, he'll be megalat to us who it belongs to. And whoever it belongs to, it's going to go back to him. It's not yours. Karka ain't an exelis.
Anybody buys Zaysen,
what's going to happen when Mashiach will come? There won't be a problem. There'll be Tzias HaMeisim, and I know he's going to live there. But I remember when we were in Harmanuchis, one of my younger kids said, "Wow, I'd love to be here by Tzias HaMeisim." We have all the gedolim there buried in one place. Imagine Tzias HaMeisim. You see all of them in the same shack. But
L'mashicha.
Ah, so he's saying it's not really shayach to be over the Avera. But a Levi doesn't get it as a nachla. He only gets it temporarily till Yaival. So there's no problem. The way Rashash says, the Rambam brings down the halacha because until they were kaivish, it was nayik. But Lamaisa, you can't say that nowadays, im lokach laika, because the Rambam's talking im lokach laika. What?
So, could there be a lav?
There was a lav. there was a lav, once there was a chalok of the lav is us. Yeah, he explains, he bavarins it. He says because theoretically the lav could have been forever. In theory, if they were to finish. But then, Frek Rav Shach, 1 minute. The Eilei Bavel only captured a small part of Eretz Yisrael. They only took back a small part of Eretz Yisrael. That means Bizman Hazeh, if we capture more parts of Eretz Yisrael, it's a new Nachla, it's a new Kibush. So why doesn't the lav apply in those areas that are beyond the Eilei Bavel? The Bavel have the small box, and then you have the much bigger area, the whole Negev and the whole Golan, and the whole, all those areas that are not the Eilei Bavel. So Frek Rav Shach, why that's the Nayik Bizman Hazeh, that they weren't Mechalik by the Baye Sheni. There was no the Baye Sheni, they only Mechalik whatever they captured. There was no Chalukah more. So Frek Rav Shach, Muzman Zogin, Lecheret Shver, must be like the Radvaz. He brings the same Radvaz. He says, Vais Dais, that the Kibush V'chiluk of Yeshua, just like we're saying, the boundaries that Yeshua captured, the Eilei Mitzrayim captured, that's Etzem Eretz Yisrael. So that extends as well to the Chalukei Nachla, the division that Yeshua made, that blibes Eretz Yisrael. Who's Eretz Yisrael? The Eretz Yisrael of the owner. So that every family's chalek, the original chalukah, remains. And that's, what is it, like a fifth thing or a sixth thing that we say it's Etzem Eretz Yisrael, that it applies. For Dina Eretz Yisrael, Kedush Rishayna, like it, Shalas Adlam. But for Tetaych Eretz Yisrael, it is. The kasha was that Kiryas Sefer said that since Eretz Yisrael was divided, so now Kakein and Exelus, if a Levi buys a piece of land, it's Gzeli. I have to give it back to the Yiddish family that owns it. So Rav Shach asked on that. That's very good for the parts that were taka divided by Kedusha Shniyah. But what about more to the north and more to the south? The parts that they didn't capture by Kedusha Shniyah, those parts you can capture nowadays, it'll be the same din, that you have to divide it, but not to Kayim and Levim. Why doesn't that din apply? He says, no, the reason is because the kibush v'chiluk of the original kibush v'chiluk, that remains loyal and void. So it's not really shayach for somebody to own that piece of karka in Eretz Yisrael.
He said you could do a kibush chazaka, so there is
kibush. They were originally kind of a kibush chazaka. That was in the time that they were kind of a kibush chazaka. That's Eilei Mitzrayim. We learned that in Pesach. So Rav Shach makes this chilek, which means that it applies to all of Eretz Yisrael. And again, it's going with the same gather. The Grada has a very nice raya. In the last paragraph, if you look at it, he has there the word Kedushas Azara 3 times. I think it's a typo. I think it should say Kedushas Ezra. I was looking at it very late last night, so maybe I'm wrong. But he brings a raya to this. And he says, by Kedushas Ezra, I think he means, when Ezra came up, there was no kibush. They didn't capture it. Melech Paras gave him the land. And there was no chiluk, because he didn't have Rav Yidden. They had a very small percentage of Jews there. So really, it had no din kibush b'chlal. It didn't have a din chiluk. What kibush a chiluk? What the kibush a chiluk that Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Chumash that they should divide it, they couldn't do that by Ezra. So it must be that the first Kibush and Chiluk continues. Otherwise, the whole Kiryas Sefer doesn't make sense. So it must be that it's a continuation of the first Kibush and Chiluk. But Al-Kaponim, this is the site of the Radvaz, and Reb Shmuel, and the Reb Shachnim, and I suspect that over time we'll find more and more things that are answered with it. Now this sounds identical to the Stipler in the Kisvei Kilos Yaakov, the first piece, a small piece, that Mami said, this din, yeah, two din. But it's not the same. There's a small but a significant difference between them. The way it was written in the Stipler, he didn't say Eilei Mitzrayim. He said the Gevulos Eretz Yisrael that are printed in the Torah, that are described in the Torah, there are really three boundaries. There are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael as they're described in the Torah, which goes all the way up to the Euphrates, which is way, way north, and goes down to Nachal Mitzrayim, which we weren't sure there in the map where exactly Nachal Mitzrayim is, but it's much bigger. So there's the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, which were never captured, not even by Eli Mitzrayim. And then there's the other Mitzrayim, which is smaller, and then there's the other Bava, which is yet smaller. The way I understood the Stipler was saying that the whole boundaries of Eretz Yisrael Kula is Eilei, is Etzem Eretz Yisrael, is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. What the Radvaz is saying is the boundaries of Eilei Mitzrayim, which is less, has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And it seems that this way is the correct way, like it says in the Radvaz, because otherwise the no tumas eretz am and way past, we're going to have the sugi of Syria, way past Syria, all the way up to the Euphrates, is further north. So it seems that the correct the Yisrael is the same Yisrael. There are two demon eretz Yisrael, but it seems like all these achrayim them on. That it's totally an island Mitzrayim, and that's a mashmoisa Rambam, two Rambam, Sai our Rambam, who says Lagabi Tumas Eretz Amim, that it's totally an island Mitzrayim, and Sai the Rambam by Smicha, who says Smicha is totally an island Mitzrayim. So Akoponim, this Yisoid is slightly different than the Rambam, but the Etzem Yisoid is the same, that there are two levels of Eretz Yisrael. There's the level of Eretz Yisrael of Eilei Bavel, the level of Eretz Yisrael of Eilei Mitzrayim. All right, what remains is the concept of Tumas Chutz La'aretz. There's quite a bit of Torah on Tumas Chutz La'aretz, but the most difficult issue is the issue of Kayanim Bizman Hazeh in Chutz La'aretz. What are Kayanim doing in Chutz La'aretz? We said there were guys at Tuma on Eretz Ha'amim. So the Karka, they gave a din of the Karka Chutz La'aretz, a din like Tumas Meis. They gave it a din of Tumas Meis that you need Paraduma and Hazai Paraduma Shiva Yamin. So if it has a din of Tumas Meis, what is the heter for Kainim to be in Chutz La'aretz? What's the suffix? What? Well, we consider them to be Vadei Kainim. They make a bracha on Duchenin. They make a bracha on Pidin Aben. So they're not Kainim like the Sanhedrin required Kainim Yuchasa for the Avaida. But the Kainim has Halka. The Cheskos Kainim. If you're allowed to give, it's possible nowadays for Kainim to eat Truma. How's it possible? How could a Kayani Truma? If you take what? Yeah, but how do you get to Truma?
You cut a horse, you cut a horse.
How do you get to Truma? It's not much. If you take wheat, you go out and you get wheat in Eretz Yisrael. Wheat is not tummy if it's not Mukshal Kabal Tuma, right? If you don't make it wet with one of the Shiva Mashkim, it's they can't become tummy. If you take wheat and you make flour, you take apple juice and you make a cake out of it, you make a Danish out of it, that Danish you have to separate truma, and it's tar, it's 100% tar, it's truma tahira, as well as that, no matter how many people touch it, it's still tar, it's not moshe l'kabal tuma. The Shulchan Aruch, it says that you should give it to a kayin who's less than 9 years old, who didn't have tumas aguf yet, of whatever it might be, or the physical possibilities of tumas. You should give it to him and he should eat it. You can have tumas b'zman hazeh. I mean, if you know he's tamei, then there's a problem. If you don't know he's tamei, he's the cheskes tar. Right? Maybe he was born in a hospital. Depends what type of hospital. But kainim today, we assume are kainim. The Shulchan Aruch says they could eat truma, and they make a bracha on pidyon haben. We don't consider it a suffix. So,
Rabbi, it's not a kachamu. It makes sense with hakana. Is that part of the Torah that's going to be a golus?
Let me tell you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Yeridei, you could look it up. Shin Samach Tes, Sif Aleph. It's a Mefurish HaMechaber. That since the Chutz Laretz is Tameh, all the Kayanim have to live in Eretz Yisrael. They stay in Shulchan Aruch. Shin Samach Tes, Sif Aleph. Fortunately, the Shach and Taz say on this Shulchan Aruch that Hainu, it's not Bizman Hazeh. That doesn't mean Bizman Hazeh. It means Bizman that Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't mean Bizman Hazeh. Number, they say Bizman Hazeh Etzmot. Bizman Hazeh, yeah.
Now we have
Yidden. Okay. I don't know. It doesn't say Shach and Taz. But there are a number of achrayim that are matmi on this Shach and Taz. What kind of business is that? You take a sif in Shulchan Aruch, you say it's only Bizman based on me. There's no sif in Shulchan Aruch. It's a separate sif in Shulchan Aruch, not something agav. They're matmi on it, what?
Shulchan Aruch
is only Bizman Hazeh. Shulchan Aruch is only Bizman Hazeh. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Michas Chinuch and Rabbi Kiva Eger, and there's a tshuva in the Shvus Yaakov, which Pischei Tshuva points out. The Shvus Yaakov is very strong that no, it's Naib Bizman Hazeh today also. And he says the Rif, the Rosh, the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch bring this din, and we have a rule that the Rambam brings what we call Hilchas Ila Mashiach. The Rambam brings halachis that are Naib only Bizman Mashiach. But the Rif and the Rosh and the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, they only bring halachas that are negeya. So the Shus Yaakov time is that it should be Bizman Hazeh, at least like all of that. I would add to the Shus Yaakov, I don't know why he doesn't bring it, there's a Rambam in Hilchas Naziris, Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf Aleph. What's the din Bizman Hazeh if someone makes himself a Nazir? Could be a Nazir Bizman. I'm not saying you should try it, but you can make yourself a Nazir. 30, 40 years ago, there's a well-known Nazir in Eretz Yisrael. There are some people who are not normal who are Nazirim, but this was a Parish, Adam Tamachachim. He was in the Nazir of Eretz Yisrael. What happens if someone's a Nazir? The Rambam says, a Nazir Bizman Hazeh has to go to Eretz Yisrael and live there at Sheyom Hashem. Because now you can't become tar, you can't do a... you can't bring the karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash to become Ois Nazir. And you're not Paraduma to become Tar. But he says he must live in Eretz Yisrael. They state in Rambam, Bizman Hazeh. Because of... The Rambam doesn't say the words because of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, but in the Kesef Mishnah it says because of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. The Rambam says the Nazir must move to Eretz Yisrael. So the Shus Yaakov brings some the Rif and the Rosh and Torah Shulchan Aruch. Lachar, it's the Rambam too. So the Shus Yaakov says, why did the Shach and Taz do this? They see all the Kainim are in Chutz Laretz. So he says, there's one klal, which is actually in the Gemara, that Tumah D'Rabbanan, all Tumah D'Rabbanan is mutter for Kayin, for Tzarche Parnasa, Olim Matayu, Alisa Isha. It says those three things. Tumas Beis HaPras. There are a bunch of guys in certain fields that guys are Tumah. She never bought kever. But it says you're allowed to go, Kain's allowed to cross the Beis HaPras, Luma Torah, Lisa Isha, and Letzarche Parnasa. Even if it's not a whole lifetime Parnasa, even to save money from Gayim, it says he's allowed to go. So he says the reason Kainim are Chutz Laretz Bizman Hazeh is because in the Galus, Kainim came to Chutz Laretz with Tzarchei Parnasa, Tzarchei Limud HaTorah, and that's the whole heter. But in Achinami, if you don't have these factors, that the Shulchan Aruch should stand, and it should be Aser. Kainim who lives in Eretz Yisrael wants to go touring, to go to Chutz Laretz, according to the Shvus Yaakov, would be Aser. And, alright, the Mekilim are the Shach and Taz. It's certainly Yeshal Milismach as a Shach and Rabbanan. But it's not, by far not, a Dover Pashut. There is a Tziruf that the Kayinim have And there's a rivet shita. There's a rivet shita. A kainah today, they're allowed to go to Levaya. Everyone knows kainah don't go to Levaya. The rivet holds, appears to hold, that kainah could go to Levaya b'zman hazeh. He says, the kainah matame anyway. What's the difference? Well, let's say once a kohen went to his father's levaya. He knows he's tamei. He went to one of his shiva kraven's levaya. So he's tamei. He's not deriving. He's tamei anyhow. So he could go. As I state in the raven in Hilchas Naziris, very interesting. If you take out a Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shinai and Beis in Yeridaya, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Talk about two famous shaylas. One is if a kayan is kind of sleeping, he's kayan arum, he's undressed, he's showering, he's sleeping, and he finds out there's a mace in the building, in a place that would make him tame. So Shulchan Aruch seems to say that he's got to leave. Deraisa in Eitza at Rabbanon is daichah kavod abrius. Deraisa, is he allowed to get dressed? No, he should have to run out right away. So the Noida Behuda is our guys on the side of Shulchan Aruch. It's the Dogel Meravava. Noida Behuda's notes called the Dogel Meravava. He says in the Makom Tzairach of Kavod Abrius, you can rely on the Ravid. The Ravid holds that people are tummy anyway, so he doesn't say you can stay in the building. He says you can put on your clothing and then go out. You can rely on the Ravid. That's the Sif Aleph. Then the Sif Beis, he writes, there's a machlaikis if kivrei akol mitamin, if a guy's kever is mitama. Now a guy is certainly mitama v'maga, that is no question. To touch the kever of a guy is certainly awesome, but the oil, it's a machlaikis if a guy's mitama v'oil. So again, the Noid Behuda writes that kainim could be mekel b'zman hazeh with a tzirif of the ravid. At first it's a suffix, if guyim are mitami, they're not mitami, it's machlaikis v'shayim. I feel in Timson Lima that Metame, maybe Bisman Azet, it's different because of the Ravid's reason. So he's Mati. After he wrote this on Sif Beis, added later, it's printed in Shulchan Aruch. He says, Achakach, I see, I made a mistake, I'm Pshat in the Ravid. So I learned the Ravid based on the Mishnah Melos Pshat in the Ravid. What's a mistake? The Ravid never said that Bisman Azet Kayin could be Metame. The Ravid only said that there's no chiyuv, there's no deraisa, and therefore he says they have charata from the second heter, because it's not a suffix. The Ravid would aser, it's not a tziruf, but the first heter of kavod abrius, that he still relies on the Ravid because the drabbanon is nitcha because of kavod abrius, but he's doicha the Ravid. Al kopanim, this Ravid is a bit of a tziruf to kainim bizman hazeh and chutz la'aretz that. So what are they relying on? Yishach and Taz. Plus, if they have a Tzarchei Parnasa, a Tzarchei Lisi, Shavu Meitaira, they have a Heter anyway. But for someone stand to go, so you have Yishach and Taz, and you have a Tzirif, I guess. But the Ravid makes it into a double Drabbanon. The whole Chutzlaret is a Drabbanon. And the Ravid holds that it's Bizman Zed Drabbanon anyway. Right. So these are the Gedarim of Tumas Chutzlaret. Okay. What?
Kain was born here, let's say, he has to move there.
The Shus Yaakov holds that he has to move. If the Kain is born here, unless he has one of the three cheshbonos, then he has to move. What? If he's tummy anyway, what's the teretz to the Ravid, in other words? The Ravid says he's tummy anyway. The teretz to the Ravid is two teretz. First of all, the Kain's isser is not to become tummy. Let's say a kain is in a room where there's a mace. He'll say, oh, I'm here already. The halacha is he has to run out. He's got to go out the shortest way. But he's not the shortest way, he's tamei anyway. The isra on the kain is the isra to be in a makim where tume is. So that's not like the ravid, but that's the way all the other rishonim hold. That the isra is not in the kain becoming tamei. The isra is on being in a makim where tume would come. And even the ravid himself, his head is also a little shver, because the Ravid's based on a brisa Masechet Smachos, where it's only a head to the same day. If on the same day a kohen was by, let's say, Kavuras Aviv, and now there's another mace, So this kaka is such a shita that it's mutter. But a day later, he's being mar betumah. Because when Mashiach comes, what's the kohen going to do? If it's the third day, he's not going to have to count 7 days. If he wasn't tameh the last 2 days, he'll be able to be spritzed from the paraduma right away. As soon as they finish the paraduma, the kohen will line up. Everyone will line up because it's already the third day. So by becoming tameh, he's stretching his tumah. The second time on the right, but this time I think the debut mentions. Akoponim, this is the basic ideas that you have to have about this inyan of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Now we're going to come back, because the sugi of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim Be'ikr is on by Surya and Afches. We'll come back to the Daf Gemina, Tingusha, and Avira. We'll see. All right, the main sugi of Zayin Amid Beis is the next piece of Gemara, which will start. The inyan of Karka Eretz Yisrael and the Otzos Nakuf and the Sfina. Let's at least start. Let's see. We're up to Amar Abaye Ritzua Nafka of Yav Tanasi Manahachi. So we had two pshatim. Yav Tanasi Manahachi. Rashi says, would you bother giving such a simon? So Taisa says, why would you bother? It's a halacha, you have to give it. So Taisa says, would you give a road as a simon? That's the way you give a simon, with a road. So Gemara says, yes. Siv in Kronam Yav Simar Siva Yamru Hinechag Hashem B'Shilaim Yamim Yimina Hashem Yitzvayin L'Beisel Mizrach Hashem Yishlo Mesila Ha'ayla V'Beisel Shchema U'Minegev L'Levayim Vamra Papa L'Mizrach Shal Mesila Shal Mesila. Period. Right. Now Tanachad Hamevi Get B'Svina K'mevi Beretz Yisrael Tani Yidach K'mevi B'Chutz La'aretz. So what are we talking about? Where's this boat? Now first of all, this doesn't mean that you wrote the get in Chutz La'aretz and then you got on a boat. We're talking that the get was written on the boat. Get was written on the boat. Now, before we do anything, I think the only way to learn, maybe we'll find another way to learn the sugya, but I think the only way to learn the sugya by Shkafer Yishayna is, like I think it says in the Chazaynish on this sugya, that this sugya goes through with the derech of Loi Plug. We mentioned a number of times that the gzeira b'fanei nechdam, the chalukei deis, if it's a loy plug, eretz Yisrael chutz la'aretz, or if it depends on the circumstances, if you could change because of the circumstances, right? Bizman hazeh, eretz Yisrael is different. Could you change? So here, pashtus was saying, who's on the boat? Who's on the boat? It's an eretz Yisrael dekiyit on the boat. Chutz la'aretz Yisrael dekiyit on the boat. Who's on the boat? Nobody lives on the boat. It's not mistaken. It's only someone who's living there for a long time. It's not someone from either from Chutz La'aretz or from Eretz Yisrael. So why don't we go with those gedarim? So I don't. Maybe we'll find someone who says, I can't say I looked enough, but I think the Chazanish learns that this is going with loy plug. Okay, we'll have to see. And if we go with such a mahalach, then make it at least it makes it easier. Bashkaf Risha. So let's see. So you have a boat. Where's the boat? So Rashi says, the first Rashi in what normally would be the wider line there. And maybe get besvina, shenichta besvina. The boat was written. The get was written on the boat, and there's a shliach there, and he's taking the get because sakadaitach to be naharis deretz Yisrael kama. We're talking about the naharis that the deretz Yisrael, meaning the karka of it is Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, so we have a stiru. Either it's kamevi beretz Yisrael, one brisa, and then you do not have to say b'fanei nechdav, or it's kamevi b'chutz la'aretz, and then you do have to say. So the Gemara has a stiru. So the Gemara makes a very interesting comparison to a totally different case. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Lakasha, Harav Yehuda Harabban, did not. Ofar chutz la'aretz habo b'svina la'aretz. Somebody has, he's on a boat. He has earth from Chutz La'aretz on the boat, and things are growing. And this boat is over land which has a din Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara later will talk about what part of the Mediterranean Sea has a din of Eretz Yisrael, but certainly part of it does. And he's in Eretz over Eretz Yisrael. Chayiv b'maisa b'shvius. Tanakama says it's chayiv b'maisa shvius no matter what. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Eimas say b'zman shasvino gaisheshes. Aval Eimas svino gaisheshes potter. It depends if the Sfina is Gosheshes. Gosheshes means it's by the karka of the sea. But if it is not Sfina Gosheshes, if it's lifted up, then it's considered to be potter from Trumas and Maestras and Shrius. So what does the Gemara mean to compare? That, what are we talking about? We're talking about a get that's written on a boat, that's what? That's Eino Gosheshes. So according to the Tanakhama, it's Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rebbe Yehuda, it's Chutz Laaretz. That's Pashim Shah in the Gemara. Well, what does Gosheshes have to do with B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta? I should start the other way. What's the difference if it's Gosheshes or not Gosheshes? What's the difference if the boat is touching bottom, it's not touching bottom? Huh?
Makes the boat part of the
karaka. Megabe what? I would think Megabe Yanika. Something's growing. Is it growing from the ground? It's not growing from the ground. Does it have Yanika? It doesn't have Yanika. If that's the pshat, we'll have to see. Then the comparison makes no sense. Then what does it have to do with B'fanei Nechtav? B'fanei Nechtav, if I'm in Eretz Yisrael and I'm up in the air riding a getz, it's going to be any different? If I'm in the attic riding a getz, it's not going to be any different. So the comparison here needs a hezber. Tosha says the words, ma'inyin gittin le, ma'inyin get it from Iser, but it doesn't really answer the question. Right, so this we're going to have to see. There is a machlokes here if ofar chutz laaretz is dafko or lav dafko. If you look in the Ritva learns ofar chutz laaretz is dafko. It would be ofar Eretz Yisrael, it would always be chayiv. And the Mishloach Melech, you'll find Sugat Sechem there in the notes of the Ritva. The Mishloach Melech disagrees. And he says, no. Offer chutz laaretz is lav dafka. Sfar, it's hard to know why it says offer chutz laaretz if it's lav dafka, but okay, that's what he says. And it's Hashem, we'll see that totally in that machlaikas will be totally the sezber. In the Chidusha of Ar Yaleiv, Simon Lamed Ches, the first three paragraphs, two or three paragraphs, he explains this machlaikas in a very nice way.